It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on the road yet again. Yesterday at the Franklin Music Hall in Philly. Different vibe here.
We have been on tour for the last five days.
Dude, yes. Last year we had the tour to Delco. This year we're all over the place.
We had the tour to golf. Yeah, well, yesterday.
Which makes you so happy.
Well, I like being around golf. It's a nice vibe.
I'll admit that's a nice vibe.
There you go.
We're going to get you on a course next year.
Doing what?
I don't know.
Yeah, not playing golf. We're at the Surfside Invitational at Ramblewood Country Club. Different vibe here than was at Franklin Music Hall yesterday.
For sure.
A little bit louder yesterday. A little more today. This is a laid-back fun vibe instead of psychotic fun vibe, which was yesterday.
I'm a big laid-back fun vibe.
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah.
That's you. You're a back porch guy.
Oh, dude, don't tempt me with a good time. Crowds, back porch by myself. Peak.
So, huge story here. Now, I got to say, this is from ESPN writer Don Van Natta Jr.
Confirmed all over the place.
Confirmed all over the place. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred removes Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson from MLB's permanent ineligible list. Rose and Jackson, baseball's two pariahs stained by gambling, now have a clear pathway for consideration for baseball's Hall of Fame. Who would have... Now, of course,
they waited. Ike clapping.
Yeah, Cincinnati kid.
They wait until Pete Rose passes away.
That's one of Pete's nicknames.
I mean, I think everybody agrees at this point, like, it was time. I mean, it sucks that it happened after he passed away.
Yeah.
And he got, you know, I think he understood it in the beginning, and he got angrier about it as he got older. Mm-hmm. I do think, to a certain extent, all pro sports, baseball not alone, their involvement in legal gambling, sort of the every year that passes, people look at this and they go, well... You know,
everybody's gambling.
Yeah.
Not on their sport.
Right. Yes. And I think we'd all agree for sure Shoeless Joe Jackson did something wrong, mm-hmm. and Pete Rose did something wrong.
Yeah.
But, you know, you being a Cincinnati kid, grew up with Pete Rose as I'm sure an idol. How are you feeling now? An icon.
Icon in the city of Cincinnati. Statue outside the stadium. Pete Rose is... I mean, how do you tell the story of baseball without including Pete Rose about the history of the game? He's the all-time hit leader. I'm not speaking about character or anything else he may have been accused of or anything else. I'm just talking strictly baseball. He deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. And as a lifelong Cincinnati Reds fan, Pete Rose is arguably the biggest sports figure to come through Cincinnati. So... That's how he is revered down there still to this day. And so I'm pretty sure they're rejoicing a lot knowing that he has at least a chance to get into the Hall of Fame. And a lot of people sort of – we would joke about it, tongue-in-cheek and all of that, but we would all intimate that it's probably going to happen after he dies.
Right.
And so that's – he was last year he passed away or
yep.
2 years
yeah,
ago? Last year. So they didn't even wait – that long after he passed away to actually do this. So that lets you know that they were waiting for him to potentially pass away so that he didn't get a chance to enjoy it himself. I guess that was the ultimate punishment they wanted to inflict on him. I wish he would have gotten a chance to do it, but I understand. As long as he gets in there, I'm good with it. I'm good with it. So hopefully this is a pathway that he will eventually get voted in.
I think wondering about the vote is an interesting thing as well, because not only does he have to be eligible, he has to get voted in.
Yep.
And Pete Rose played long enough ago now. Like, so you have the younger people, and when I say younger, I actually just mean 30s, 40s, mm-hmm. who look at the steroid era, and they're the people who are like, why are we not voting those people
right.
in?
Correct.
Whereas the older people, the, you know, 50, 60, 70, 80, will not vote those guys in. However, Pete Rose is now even before that. So the 30 and 40-year-olds – you know, saw some of Barry Bonds and right. Roger Clemens and those Mark McGwire. They didn't see Pete Rose.
Right.
So I guess my question, and I don't hear young people talking, but they'll talk about why isn't Barry Bonds in the Hall
right.
of Fame, but not they, I don't hear them mention Pete Rose. So I guess my I don't know how voters will look at it and whether they will punish him for what he did, regardless of whether he's eligible or not. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if there is a movement. So I know the some of the older voters will still punish him, and some of the older voters will want him in. My question is actually with the younger voters and whether they care enough to vote or you know, like, who's going to lead the charge now to get Pete Rose into the Hall
yeah.
of Fame? Because I think he'll need it. Like, I think he'll
sure.
he will need somebody to lead the charge mm-hmm. and start showing people, because Pete Rose retired a long time ago.
Yeah.
Start showing people, this is what he did as a player, you know? This is not just as an individual player, but as a winner, as part of the Big Red Machine, coming to Philadelphia and being sort of the spiritual leader on some level of that team. So I wonder if there is an advocate, if there's somebody to lead the charge to get him into the Hall of Fame.
Well, it's probably going to start with a lot of his former teammates.
Right.
Start there. Those guys can speak publicly about it.
Yep.
Maybe some of those older guys that were voters are no longer with us, that were holding it against Pete Rose
yep.
and wouldn't vote for him. So maybe they aren't there anymore. And the younger generation of voters, I actually feel more confident, and I hope I'm not proven wrong, but I feel more confidence in those voters than I do the older people, because they are the ones who are holding the grudge. The young people, because of the times that we've grown in and where we're at now, they may be a little more forgiving. And you can just convince them with numbers and
yeah.
championships, because they're not harboring the ill feeling of Pete Rose stained the game and all this other stuff.
And because the numbers are irrefutable. Like,
exactly.
There's no numbers argument against it.
Yeah.
I also wonder, too, and you mentioned the off-field stuff, is that whoever becomes an advocate, the first thing, I don't think they're going to throw the betting thing at him. I think they'll start throwing the off-the-field stuff at him. And it's look, the Hall of Fame, all the Hall of Fames are full of players who have done bad things.
Exactly, yes.
The character clause?
The character stuff. Full of players. But the question becomes, do people have the stomach to advocate for Pete Rose to be in the Hall of Fame and get those things thrown at them?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, to be able to separate the on
and
off. That's
what I said, I just said. So you're right. Even if you're just looking at it from me, if someone were to throw that back at me, I don't have a defense for that.
Right. Yeah.
I don't have a defense for that. I'm not going to excuse it. I'm not about to sit here and act as if it didn't happen or whatever, because I don't know. But what I will say, if I'm just judging him on baseball, that's how I would vote him in. But you're right. There may be people that will also want that part clarified or at least explained.
Yes.
As to why would I vote for this guy when he's been accused of this as well, especially in this climate.
Jack, you're 31
yep.
and a huge baseball
going
guy.
Going on 21.
Huge
I
respect.
I disagree. I think I'm pretty grown. I'm like 28.
On some level, Jack is 31 going on 61.
Yeah.
And on some levels, he's 31 going on 12.
Yeah, exactly right. Keep people on their toes.
Yep. So you and your age of baseball fan,
uh-huh.
when someone mentions Pete Rose to you, like, what do you think? What do you think the energy is going to be from that, you know, generation of fans about Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame?
I think our generation will look more at the off-the-field stuff. I think they'll look at the character clause stuff.
Yeah.
And it'll overtake what he did on the field.
Personally. Oh, really?
I do. Obviously, you know, the case is you look at his baseball reference.
It's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
It's like, on some levels, it's sort of wiltish.
Of course.
The
yeah.
number
yeah.
of years he played and the
yeah.
amount of hits he had.
My only hope with this is I hope it eventually leads to letting Barry Bonds in the Hall of Fame. And
hey, they better let Barry Bonds in the Hall of Fame.
I just – Barry Bonds – A-Rod was talking about it yesterday. Like, everyone's talking about Shohei Ohtani being the best player they've ever seen.
It's not even close.
Barry Bonds is
that's not even – that was a different level.
Yeah. Barry Bonds is the best singular player to ever – like, you know, Judge doing what Barry Bonds did for an entire season. You know, if you look at his baseball reference, it's ridiculous, you
yep.
know. So if we're going to start doing this with letting Pete Rose in, I also think that if we're going to character clause, Barry Bonds deserves to be in as well.
If we're going to Roger Clemens too.
You can't tell the history of baseball without the guy who leads all of baseball
the
in home runs.
Litter.
Mark McGwire should be in there.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
Yeah, I think there's. He's got a little bit more of a questionable case.
Okay.
A-Rod.
A-Rod for definitely
sure.
In.
Yeah. Clemens. For sure. Yes. Yep. Bonds.
Yes.
Those are the big ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Clemens. Clemens is another guy that you look at.
Seven-time Cy Young.
Well, you look at the baseball card again, and you're like.
It's not even real.
Yeah. It doesn't seem possible.
Yes.
You know? It does, just doesn't
seem. Seven-time Cy Young Award winner?
Do you know how good you have to be for people to not get tired of voting for you?
Exactly. Yes. They kept voting for him.
It's like Jordan level.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I
like
agree.
You have to be so much better than everybody else that nobody even has a case for anybody else.
I don't know why I thought it was five. Seven times Cy Young.
Seven. And he won his last one at 42.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Well, that's when we know he was.
Wow. I was so mad when the Clemens. I was such a Clemens head.
Oh, he's incredible.
I was so mad. Now, can we get a live reaction from Shoeless Joe?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, who's arguing his case?
I don't think so.
Well, I don't know, man. His numbers are also ridiculous.
Well, yeah, but like.
He threw a World Series.
Yeah,
I mean,
like,
really.
Come on.
It was over 100 years ago.
He threw a World
I think he's
series.
Paid the price already. Do you think he's paid the price?
Wish I had odds.
I mean, Manfred called it a hunk of metal.
He did. Yeah, he did. Pratt regrets that one. Manfred's heated up since the COVID.
Yes.
He's figured it out.
215-592-9494. If there was a Hall of Fame of places to buy a brand new car, Colonial Hyundai would be the only one.
I thought we was going somewhere else.
Oh, no. We'll have that later. I don't want to mix up the two, but we'll have that later. I just bring up the Hall of Fame right beforehand so I can do it. Colonial is famous for a lot of things. I would say top line Colonial Hyundai, what the car czar John Ashdale does is they want everything to be fast, easy, better at Colonial, make your experience better. And they have two things that people have always loved, and they're going to give you an opportunity to choose between those two until May 31st. Option one, walk into Colonial, look at one of their over 200 brand new Hyundais on the lot and get 20% off. 20% off any brand new Hyundai in stock. That's choice number one. Choice number two, you might have a piece of junk at home that you're trading in and you don't think it's worth anything. They'll give you $6,500 for your trade guaranteed. So they just want to make sure you walk in there, you're going to get 0% financing, all that stuff. But they're going to you have the chance to choose between two of their greatest deals, 20% off any new Hyundai in stock or $6,500 for your trade. One thing you don't have to choose, every new Hyundai is going to come with 3 years of complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online, 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. 215-592-9494. Neil in Palm. You're on WIP. Wow. What's up, Neil?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Wow.
What's up, Neil? Are you speaking through a sock?
Hold on,
Zach.
Are you underwater?
Yeah, I'm gonna put him on hold. But why don't you see if he's speaking through a sock or something?
Yeah.
Just a bit. Maybe he was just trying to be like, you know.
Quiet.
Yeah, quiet.
So real quick though, from Shams. So Jason Tatum did tear his right Achilles tendon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, that sucks.
Season ender.
Well, and next season.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a year
injury. Next season's done.
Next season.
Well, and then you wonder about his career. Yep. Achilles is a wonder about
it's
his
a tough
career.
Tough one, yeah.
It just proves I don't give my podcast partner, Mike, very much credit.
Of course
for
not.
His takes.
It's all your terrible. Success.
Yep. But one take he has is we always make this assumption that when a team wins a championship, they're in the NBA, that, oh, my God, we're looking at the next 5 years of
dynasty.
Dominance.
Yeah.
And we did it with Jokic.
Yep.
And they followed it up with not a championship. They're having a pesky this year. Did it with Giannis. I don't think Giannis has only been past the first round once since they won a championship. And then you do it with Boston last year. And you look at – and Boston was awesome last year. And they were actually they didn't even have nearly as great a year. They won 61 games this year.
Yeah.
But they're not going to win the championship this year. And it really just it opens your eyes to you have a chance. And it used to be in the NBA when there were, you know, when the Heatles were there or the Spurs or the Jordan's Bulls that, oh, no, here's the mountain we have to climb.
Yeah.
But
or the Shaq and Kobe
the
Lakers.
Shaq and Kobe Lakers.
Yeah.
Here's a mountain you have to climb. But it doesn't really happen in the NBA that often. And you have teams like the Cavs winning 60 games, they're not going to be in there. The Thunder won 68 games. Who knows how long their run is going to be. So I don't know. If you're a fan of the Sixers or any other NBA team and you think, oh, no, we have this great team in the conference, Celtics may never get to the finals again.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what? It's going to be tough for them to come back from this 3-1 series.
Especially without Tatum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they are a deep team.
They're deep. They are deep.
They're a deep team. I wonder. I mean, you like Joe. You like Joe up there coaching.
Joe Mazzulla? I love Joe Mazzulla. My favorite coach in the NBA.
The 3-1 hole is hard to dig themselves out of.
It's
hard to win this series coming back winning three straight.
But I would tell you this. If the series started 0-0 and it was the Celtics without Tatum versus the Knicks, the Celtics would be the favorite.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, you're right. Like, if it started off as an even series like this, they would still be the favorite.
They wouldn't be a minus 800 favorite like they were, but I think they would be a minus 200 favorite.
I agree.
And here's a reason, you know, why I love Joe Mazzulla. Tatum gets injured. They ask Mazzulla about it afterwards, and he's like, "It's bad for Jason Tatum, but we got to think about winning Game 5."
And he's right. Yeah.
And the guy just tore his Achilles.
Yeah. He's such a psycho.
He's a psychopath. And that's why I like him. 215-592-9494. Jack in Quakertown. You're on WIP. What's up, Jack?
Hey, guys. I think all three of you are a bunch of jerks.
Okay.
I really do. Because
thank you.
Having Pete Rose. Listen, you guys. I listen to you every day. I listen to you every day. And I enjoy it. Okay. I never call. Never ever call.
So the first time you call, first time you call, you decide to call up and insult us.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Especially you.
Oh.
Okay. Well, don't worry. I'll fire back in a minute. I'm going to let you get it out,
though. Yes, you will.
I know I will. You tread lightly, Hold up. Tread lightly, or you won't get it out. So understand that. Understand that part first. So I'm going to let you go ahead and finish, and then I'll reply when you get done. Go right ahead. But keep your insults. Keep your insults to the last one you just made about us being jerks, okay?
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. Because I really do. I like you guys. I really do.
Well, and I want to like you. I want to like you, but you calling up with insults instead of just disagreeing with us and explaining why you disagree with our opinion, you're going to cause me not to like you. So let's go ahead and keep this thing rolling.
That's fair enough. Okay. So the way we were brought up is that you have integrity and you don't cheat. You just don't cheat. So, like, are you going to tell your kids, or Jack, are you going to tell your kids that it's okay to cheat? Are you going to do that?
No.
Okay. So why in the world would you guys advocate that this guy and Joe Jackson, which I don't know anything about, but I do know about Pete Rose.
Okay.
I was down in Florida one time at a dog race with a guy that happened to sit with Johnny Bench and Pete Rose watching. The people down there said, listen, I got two guys, you have a normal seat, can they sit with you? And he said, okay. Johnny Bench and Pete Rose sat with this guy, and he said by the end of the day, he couldn't stand Pete Rose. The guy was just a jerk. He was just a bad dude. So why in the world, just because you have numbers, does that entitle you to be involved in the Hall of Fame? I don't agree with it.
So you're saying he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame because he's a jerk? But that's all you talked about. You haven't talked about gambling on baseball.
That's
what he got suspended for. That's what he got banned from baseball for gambling on baseball while he was the manager.
Go ahead, Ike. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that's what he got suspended for. That's what he was banned for, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Would you think that that's good enough for him to get in the Hall of Fame?
Yes, I do.
Why?
Because he gambled? Because I believe, what was that, 40, 35 years ago?
Does that change anything?
Well, I mean, everybody who makes a mistake or does something wrong and they're punished for it, they don't get a chance to get redemption from that?
Yes, but he lied about it the whole time.
I understand. They also kept him out of the Hall of Fame for the rest of his life while he was living. So he didn't get to enjoy that, right? Even though we all know he's a Hall of Fame baseball player. You say you follow baseball, I'm gonna trust your eyes that you watch Pete Rose and know that Pete Rose was a Hall of Fame baseball player. Am I correct in that?
But there's more to the Hall of Fame than just numbers.
I understand that. I'm just, you ask why I feel the way that I do. I heard why you do. I'm telling you, based on his numbers and the fact that he was punished, and it's been 30-plus years, maybe even longer, and now he's passed away, I think enough time has already passed that I'm okay, and I would be happy that he does get in the Hall of Fame.
Okay,
you can't tell the history of the game without Pete Rose. So what are you going to do? Just ignore the fact that Pete Rose played baseball for 20-plus years and he's the all-time hit leader?
I understand that.
Okay.
And you were saying about Barry Bonds and all the other guys.
Yeah.
Is that I was my grandfather and Danny Murtaugh, he used to sit in the dugout with him, and he'd tell me about Willie Stargell, Roberto Clemente, and everything. And he told me about Barry Bonds. Just all of a sudden, he's some skinny kid that all of a sudden became, you know, this superhero. And come on now, we got to draw a line somewhere. You got to put a line. You got to stand for something, or you fall for everything. You can't just let this stuff go. You just can't.
Sure I can. And now let me address the point about what I would tell my kids. I would tell my kids that you do something wrong, it doesn't mean you spend the rest of your life paying for it. It all depends on what it is, obviously. It depends on what it is. We make mistakes as humans in life.
Every day.
And then you can be punished for it, and you can pay your penance to society, right? And then you get the chance at redemption and show that you've changed and show that you've learned from that and you've grown from that.
Okay.
So that's what I would tell my kids. That's what I would tell my kids, that nobody is perfect.
I agree.
And I can't sit in a glass house and throw stones.
I agree with you.
Because I don't like somebody. I can't do that. So
that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying if I like him or don't like him. I'm saying is that he kept
You clearly don't like him.
He kept on lying on top of on everything he said. He just lied and lied and lied until they finally proved that he did that. So I agree with, believe me, 99% of the time, everything you say, I agree with. And believe me, on this one, I had to call.
And that's fine. Listen, I don't think you'll be the only one who disagrees with me on this. Okay. And that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I'm not the end all to be all as far as I just happen to give my opinion about it. And Pete Rose may mean something different to you than he means to me.
That's true.
So you're speaking to somebody who grew up with Pete Rose as a hero in the same hometown that Pete Rose is from.
That's
why I'm giving you my perspective on this. I can respect your opinion on it and respect your perspective on it. But what you can't do is call up here and call us a bunch of jerks. Because we don't have the same opinion as you have. We don't talk to our callers that way.
You're right.
Because we disagree.
Enough.
Okay? I'm hot under the collar right now, and I'm trying to come down, and so I want to get back in a good place. All right.
No. Right. Can I say one more thing?
Can I say one more thing? Mm-hmm.
Tell Jack Fritz that my father listened to the game in Hershey when Wilt Chamberlain scored 100
he
points.
Scored 100.
So it did you see it?
No, he listened to it on the radio.
Well, all right. How about Jack? Oh, you know what I see right now? I see Joel Embiid running through the golf course. He's running four. He's running.
No, he got you.
He just did a 6-minute mile.
Oh, this lady was off. She's
he did
so
a
happy.
6-minute mile. He did a 6-minute mile, and then he just jumped over a whole person.
Okay.
See what you just heard on the radio? Doesn't mean it happened.
Believe it or you don't.
Yeah. All right. All right, Jack. Thank you for the call, buddy.
All right.
See, that ended okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got him through it.
We had to talk our way through
it. Yeah, you talked your way through
it. I did because I was trying to talk myself down.
Yeah, I know. I heard it.
Then I would tell Walker and Sutton, it's a museum of baseball. Take a deep breath.
It's not a museum of the best people. It's a museum of the best players, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever.
And sometimes our heroes disappoint us.
Yes. You know. Speaking of something that'll disappoint you, Jack Fritz has the top 5 at 5 coming up next.
That's what's nice.
Let's bring this right down.
Yeah. What's coming up in the top 5?
Oh, the top 5 worst versions of Spike.
Oh, no, you're not.
Yeah, back again.
Oh.
Worst versions of Spike.
I feel you do this every week.
Why do you keep updating them?
Okay. I know what's coming up is number one. I really do. All right. The top 5 worst versions of me. This is what I signed up for. We're at the Surfside Invitational at Ramblewood Country Club. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.